Coach Kevin Ollie. All right, Coach, have you redone your contract?
No, not yet. We haven't talked, but
that's coming
up. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Just to continue and know I'm gonna be here for a long time at the University of Connecticut. It's a place that I went to school with.
Well, so wait, let's talk about that. You plan on being at UConn for a long time.
Yep.
Now
Tom is already arranging your next career move, Coach.
What's the next career move?
NBA.
NBA, okay. That's what you already negotiated.
Yes, he's working on that for you, Coach.
I don't know how you're doing. I don't know.
You played for how many NBA teams?
I played for 11 NBA teams. They considered 11 because I played for Seattle and Oklahoma City, but they just combined that at one. So you not only
know the system, but you know the players. You have played with some of the star players.
Yes.
And they respect you.
Yeah.
And Kevin Ollie, where can you go from here? I mean, you made it to the top in 2 years.
But you know what, Tom, for me, I like championships, don't get me wrong, but I'm not chasing championships. Championships chasing me because we got the right type of attitudes of our student athletes, and I want them to be better people. So just don't look at me as, all right, wins and losses. Look at me how, my players leave the store's campus, and when they get an interview, how they're talking and how well they are, with their families and what they're doing in the community. I think you're more successful when you don't have those pressures of, I got to win all the time. I don't look at the scoreboard. I look at the spirit of my team. And if my spirit of the team is good, I know I'm going to win ultimately. It might not be always on the scoreboard, but in the heart and those guys having something that nobody can take away from them. That moment, that confetti went down, can't nobody take that away from them. That moment and this journey that they've been on. It's been incredible.
Well, your journey has been pretty incredible,
I see why you've made it to the top so quick, man. That was inspiring. I'm ready to go play now.
Okay.
Well, that would be a challenge. That'll be a challenge.
One of your quotes, you said, you can't control events, but you can control the meaning of events.
That's correct.
Now, your team was banned from the tournament last year because of grade issues. Was this
not their grade issues? It was happened back
theirs.
In 2008 and 2009. I just want to make sure some people lump them like they had grade issues. They didn't. Mm-hmm. We had some unfortunate events. A couple players left our school early in the spring and didn't finish their schoolwork, and it hindered us, and it really impacted the group that was, there this year, the prior year where they had to be banned and be ridiculed because of something they didn't even have any dealings with. But it made them better people. I think it taught them life lessons. And we're not just talking about basketball lessons. We're talking about life lessons. And that's what I mean. You can't control that event because they wasn't there in 2009.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you can't control your attitude from it. It was about the purest team I ever been around because only thing they played for was the love of the university, and we gonna love and encourage each other.
And
they
the love
wasn't
of their
banned
coach.
From that.
And the love of their
and
coach.
And you can see why. You see how motivating he is?
Yeah.
Now your all-star guard, Shabazz Napier.
Yeah.
Right after the season was over, said that he went to bed hungry sometimes because of the NCAA rules that won't allow players to get more to eat.
In those three squares.
Now, yesterday they came out and said, oh, yeah, we're going to let the players eat. We were going to do that anyway.
Right.
So let me ask you, Coach, how do you – I know you got to take the company line, but how do you feel about players being rewarded in some kind of way? Because after all, I mean, I don't know how much money the school has made from that championship.
Right.
And here's a player going to bed hungry, but they're going to change that. How do you feel about players being rewarded?
I think – I don't know the right and wrong answer, but I do think, for the – when you sign a letter of intent, they can use your likeness for a lifetime. I think, like, when I finished playing my last game in a UConn jersey, we was played in the Oakland Coliseum, old Coliseum that's not there no more. It was probably 18,000. Last week, 9 days ago, we played in front of 79,000.
Mm.
So the game is evolving, and I think the NCAA is starting now to evolve a little bit more. I just think it's a point where, all right, I'm from Los Angeles. I come way from Los Angeles, 3,000 miles away. I should be able to fly home or at least have my mother fly to watch me play. Like, some people can't afford to fly across country to watch their son play, and they're giving their son 4 years. It, of course, we're getting a great education and that, but I just think it needs to be some kind of changes, and we involved, come to a compromise. I think it'd be great to have some kind of medical insurance plan if you graduate the first 5 years before, if you don't have able to get a job or get medical benefits, that you have a leeway for 5 years that the NCAA will pay for some medical bills if something occurs. I just think if you get your degree, I think it should be some incentives on that back end, too.
Do you see that happening?
I hope it does, Sybil. You know, I see progression with the NCAA, even this, you know. And Shabazz, people took it out of way out of portion. I don't think he goes to bed, and he told me he don't go to bed hungry all the time because we feed him a lot. I mean, we go to hotels, we eat too much. I already put on 10 pounds, and I need to, you know, we eat all the time. But it's a point where, you know, if we can't make them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or anything like that, or shake, or protein shake, they have to do it. Like certain things like that got to be changed.
How proud are your parents?
Oh, they very proud. You know, my dad is from DeSoto.
Yeah.
He's out there probably cutting yards right now. I used to cut yards with him and slave out there, and he wasn't paying me a lot of money either. So I grew up in Oak Cliff and, you know, born and raised in Los Angeles, but every summer I come back to Oak Cliff and cut grass with him, and it really made me the man I am. And my mother lives in Plano, so it's great.
Well, they're proud everywhere around the world, Coach.
Thank you.
The great job you've done.
I'd like to invite you and your family to come to family reunion and bring your mom and dad.
Oh, I'm going to do that. I would love to do that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And see what the NCAA has to say about this.
No, they don't get it. They can't take me down.
Dang, Sybil.
Yeah, she going hardcore right now.
It's a Northwestern in me, you know.
Congratulations, Coach Kevin Ollie.
I'll see you at the family reunion.